Is this thing on?
Well, it must be that time of the week again. It's Unsense Radio Live. Welcome back, folks. Welcome to my illustrious panel of lovely, lovely guests who keep swapping spots every week now. I used to have it down to a fine art, but everyone keeps changing. It's really upsetting me. Hi, Luke. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I've just spent like half of my life's earnings. Oh, look, my camera dropped out. How wonderful.
Keep talking.
Yeah. Look, my daughter's doing dancing, so they've got a concert on Sunday, so I've just had to buy like everything for that. So I'm eating noodles tonight for dinner.
Oh. Yeah, you are. Keep it poor, keep it strong. That's keep the way poor. We like to roll. Keep it poor. Keep yourself poor, girl. Of course, we cannot do the show without the king of uncensored radio, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett. How are things with you in the sticks?
Listen, what happened was, okay, so we went away, right? I left the kids with Aunt Lurch and went away to, like 45 minutes away.
Aunt so we Lurch? Decided,
yeah, Aunt Lurch. Jill
oh,
backwards.
I thought you said Lurch.
No, we call her Lurch. You know her name. So we're out in Branson, right? And we're going to go to this place that's got outdoor seating, right? We're trying to be responsible. But I'm like, well, bitches, we got to take an Uber or Lyft because, you know, I'm not driving. We sure as hell ain't fitting into Stephanie's little ass Mustang she rented. And we can't drink and drive. So we're going to be responsible. So we get the first one. It's a lady. She's nice. It's all well and good. So on the way back, I switch companies. I can't remember which one was which. And the picture shows up at the driver, and I look at these two while we're waiting. I'm like, yo, we're about to get raped and murdered. Look at this dude's photo, right? And they're like, oh, my God, shut up. And we just keep talking about that kind of situation, right? And I'm like, look, if he could take the three of us out, we deserve whatever we get. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we should be able to overpower this asshole. So he pulls up, or we're watching him, and he's, like, going all the wrong way around. I'm like, what? Is this dude drunk? What is he doing? So he pulls up, and I'm like, looking, you know, and it's dark, and I'm like, I don't think that's the dude in the picture. Like, this looks like a young version. And I didn't check the license plate, and we get in, and I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna die. This ain't the dude in the picture. So I'm sitting behind him, and I'm doing like this. Like, I'm gonna choke this motherfucker out, bitch, and you better grab that gear shift and reach up and roll. Like, I'm fucking ready. Like, I'm coming up with a game plan. Like, bitch, I'm no, you know, I'm the final girl, okay? We're not dying. And, like, they're like, whatever. And I'm, like, whispering over the door, like, bro, bitch, you gonna kill us. And he's trying to, he's like, you've been sitting in the front seat, you're gonna wear a mask, like, all this shit. And then he's driving like crazy. He makes the driveway fucking, we're all flying. Her purse goes flying. Her shit's all over. I'm like, get your shit. We gotta get the fuck out of the car, bitch. It was crazy. So that was the first night. Second night, another female picked up on the way there, kind of butcher lesbian thing, and she was like, listen, she's like, my daughter looks just like me. And I'm like, I'm so sorry for your daughter, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't a pretty girl. So on the way back, though, we get the gayest dude I've ever met in my life, who said he's a God-fearing man, moved there in 93, and I'm texting Mel because we're in his minivan, and I'm like, girl, friends, now he's giving us a life story and shit. So then he's telling us how he, you know, he's in the choir at this and that and sings and does all these things. So we're going to get out the car. He's like, wait a minute, come back. He's like, you guys are worth it. I got to show you this. And we're like, what the fuck is he going to show us?
His quarters.
Doesn't he? No. No. And I was, no. No.
His
no.
Cucumber.
Like, I don't even care. Doesn't this bitch pull up a music video? It's a commercial with Ray Charles from like back in the 90s, and he was the drummer. And he's like, that's me. So he was the drummer in the Diet Pepsi commercial with Ray Charles. So I thought that was interesting. It was,
wow. Yeah. Celebrity encounters here on Uncensored Radio.
Yeah.
So fancy.
You should get him to be on the show.
I wonder how much money he's making off that commercial. Like, how, you know, commercials
nothing.
Take.
It's like driving not now.
We're still drinking Diet Coke.
Right. But it was a nice minivan. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
So yeah, that was, the adventure was in driving.
Very interesting. She had a week off, but she's back from her mini vacation. Here she is, our vivacious Vera. How are you, my love?
Oh my god, it's a week from hell here. We had a police standoff down by my mother's house. I had a big fight with my mother. She chased me out in the parking lot with her walker.
Is that why there was a police standoff?
No, the police standoff was one street over.
That was crazy.
Go Vera.
Oh my god. My hair's a mess now.
No, she got so tussled from the whole thing. She's kerfuffled and she doesn't know what's going on. Of course, we have the beautiful Brooke with us again. How are you today, my dear?
I am good. I'm good. I'm just going to shout out to Karen, Jody, Katie. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, her friend. Hey, she got friends. Here's Ace. Ace is back. How's your week been, darling?
It has been amazing. I have been kid free. Love it. But all the kiddies come home tonight, which is fine. Look, it's okay. As far as kids go, they're pretty tame. Given them an iPad and they're, you know, free range now. It's fine.
Pretty much. It's good when they get to that age, right?
Exactly.
Yes. And we didn't scare him off after his first appearance a couple of weeks ago. Mr. Dylan Cody has returned. How are you, sir?
Oh, what the fuck is going on in America? That's really all I got to say. As if you thought the 2 weeks ago we really ran down a lot of lists of crazy shit, and then 2 weeks have passed, and hey, look, it's midnight in America. Crazy shit's happening all the fucking time. Grab your tickets.
We wouldn't have a show if it didn't.
Don't steal my.
No, we wouldn't have. We wouldn't have the life. We wouldn't have the lives we would have right now without the need for the morality of, you know, our entire country.
Oh, someone sent us an angry face. It's one of those days, is it?
Oh no!
Well, you don't like me shitting on America? You ain't like you've been shitting on me the last fucking 27 years.
But look,
What's that?
If you need.
Ooh. Everyone's got a thing. We're not going to judge you.
Of course. You know.
I will judge you, though, if you don't go and, you know, check out our new shop at Redbubble. redbubble.com/people/UCRLive/shop. You can get wonderful shirts.
Ooh.
Yay! Yeah, I know. Doesn't that look cool?
Who's put that together.
It's
I need to be seen. Good. Move.
Do we not have pictures of the shirts? Because they say things. Let's tell people, right? Like,
hold on, Jeff. Let me.
What?
Which one I just wanted to put you up.
Oh Lord, I don't even have my
You do them all, so you tell people.
We're just kind of doing like those dirty, naughty shirts. So if there's something you want done, just message us. But you know, it's like, you look like I need another drink. I'm chubby and I get nervous. We've got a t-shirt that talks about I fuck on the first date. We just did a day that's like weekend to-do list. It's like sex, lots of wine, lots of carbs, more sex. You know, fun shirts. So go check it out. Share it on Facebook, please. Twitter, hashtag.
Excuse me.
It'll be lovely.
I have to interrupt proceedings because we do have a legitimate problem.
I never got.
Oh.
Bad customer service.
I know. I'm horrible. Listen, it's been busy. Just message me on Facebook your address so that I've got, like, I think I've got a size for you, and I'll get that tomorrow. I'm a little behind.
I love. But look, guys, you can also get the cast shirts, which are great. There's a new one. I got my mug this week. Oh, it's all kinds of stuff.
Fix your mug.
Because all the proceeds go to help us, you know, stay on the air and make sure Jeffrey isn't in the poorhouse this time next year.
I know.
We love that. We love that for Jeffrey. We don't want him to be in the poorhouse. You know?
All right. Yeah,
well, everyone's you know, predictions he'll be a failure to come true, guys. So come on.
Oh. We're going in strong today.
Listen, I was gonna make a t-shirt. I fuck on the first date with Luke's picture, and Steve told me not to. Guess what's going to be done tonight, kids? So let's make that our number one seller. It's going to be actually we're going to do. Luke's going to say, "I power bottom."
Bitch, I'll commission the cartoonist to do some terrible shit to you. It's all good.
It's you good. I know him. I can do it right back, bitch.
All right. Well, anyway, let's not have a pissing contest straight away because
will you relax?
I'm like, I never relax. You know, that's not what I don't get paid for.
Just leave them alone.
Yay!
So anyway, cutting down. I'm making a point.
I'm making a point.
So everyone that checked out the Grady Hendrix interview that aired earlier this week, thank you very much. We had some great responses from Grady. So we're starting off Halloween early. And I'm going to do this at the top of the show because I know people get tired. I want your scary stories. So this is going on the Facebook page this week. If you have a creepy little weird thing that's happened to you, a friend or a family member, we want your story. It can be either video, email, audio. And we have some little creepy prizes for you. So come and join us for some Halloween. We will send out because they are in... They're in my possession. So we got some really good stuff coming up for Halloween, kids. So if you've got, you know, if you've seen a ghost or seen a UFO or aren't somebody knows the Night Stalker or, you know, something like that. Anything weird and wonderful, we want your stories. So make sure they come in to my uncensored radio at Gmail. God, sorry, I went back to 2000 then. At Gmail.
He's worried about me and Luke. This bastard can't
chat to us.
No one's used Hotmail since 2010.
I know, right?
Yahoo Mail.
I was going to be like, hit us up on MSN Messenger. All right. Yeah.
It's DPU.
All right. Enough fucking around, people. Let's jump into this week's
hot load of hot topics.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle. Jeffrey and I had a little get together with Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That this week. It's a part one. We need more. I feel like.
And I'm so sorry about the editing work you have to do to that at the end.
I'm excited to see it. I had to abandon ship. So I don't know what happened when I left, but God.
We got into some raunchy, never have I ever questions.
I live. That's great. Yeah. See, leave the kids by themselves. And they can't be trusted.
We're telling all the dirty details.
All right. How should we begin this week, guys? We've got a pretty mixed bag. We got good stuff. We got bad stuff. We got weird stuff. We got Brittany. Funny stuff. Brittany's coming up the next couple of days, y'all. Netflix, Britney vs. Spears is hitting on the 28th. It is yet another documentary about the conservatorship, but... You know, different network. So who knows what's going to happen? Different network. Who knows what exclusive?
It's a reboot.
Jeff, it is. Jeff, is there much more? Do you think there's much more in the Britney well?
No, there's nothing to fucking say. Like, let the bitch do her thing. Get out of the conservatorship. Leave Britney alone.
Literally, right? I mean, Luke, you I'm sure you could do a very passable Chris Crocker impression. We just need to get you a blanket.
Oh, but my gosh, do I have to do it too?
No. You just, no, what do you think? Obviously, there's not going to be anything new revealed.
Nah, it's just going to make Netflix some money, so let them go. Like, they know. Like,
they are
like,
flat out, anyway.
Yeah, look, they liked... They're doing a Tiger King sequel. So.
Yes, I don't jump around. I got plenty to say. But so the thing that is separating this one from the masses, right, Jeffrey? This is why you wanted me to be on the show. Remember, you said I don't want to do it. Someone else has to do it. This is why I'm everyone's villain. I love it. The thing that separates this one apparently is it comes from insider information. From someone within the camp. That's how they got the voicemail that plays in the actual trailer about her calling a lawyer or her lawyers about the conservatorship. And it's like heavily redacted articles that, you know, drop or spill all the tea. I mean, Vera, you've been a pretty like pro-Britney, let her go, let her do her own thing. So
yeah, you know, and if she's got to prove one thing, that she can still make the money. So go for it. Sell your story, Brett. I'm all about it. We'll be
but
watching.
This is, again, this has nothing to do with her. Like, all, again, all yeah, of these things have nothing to do with her.
She's in a position to sue if it's telling shit. She can take some of those profits.
Well, like, I guess the more information out there, the better, right, Brooke?
Look, I agree. I love everything about Britney. And there needs to be more Britney every day, every hour, every second, every minute.
I did not think we'd hear this from you, bitch.
Oh, please, bitch. I love Britney. I love everything about her. Don't hate because I'm awesome, Jeffrey.
I mean, she's a pop culture icon. She's a pop culture icon, right? Dylan, so Cody, how old are you exactly?
He is a puppy.
Exactly. Well, I could be. I'm a few months past from 27. I had my birthday in July, so.
So you're still
am I officially in my late 20s now?
Yeah.
Yes. It's all downhill from here, baby. Yep.
Fuck, man.
Wait until that metabolism changes again at 30. Oh.
Just makes me listen. Makes my heart. I'm getting heart palpitations hearing the word 30. Jesus.
You got 3 years, bitch, to drink all you can because after 30, nobody tells you the hangovers are days.
Yeah.
You look at a piece of KFC and you get diabetes straight away.
Okay, now why you gotta say KFC? Now that's bullshit. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. Why the fuck you gotta say KFC?
It's okay. Tequila has Popeyes, no
damn it.
Yeah,
we don't have Popeyes in Australia.
I would try
for a chicken sandwich.
Popeye's great.
Dirty 30s, exactly.
They're not that great, honestly.
Wait until naughty 40s. Oh,
I'm really naughty 40s.
Wait, were you asking me about Britney though, or was that?
Yeah, I was. I was saying you've grown. Britney has been around your entire existence. Like,
yeah, I've seen the rise, fall, rise again, and then just kind of fucked off to. You know, apparently was being silenced by her father. And I mean, listen, I was one of those kids that made fun of Britney Spears for like 10 years up until like now, until I realized what was going on. And I was like, well, I got to walk back a lot of the shit I've said. My bad. when she busted out that window and her bald head, like we all thought she was having an episode. And I'm like, no, now that makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah, but no, I'm saying though, what she reacted with, oh yeah, I don't think you did enough. You should have torched the damn thing. Set the damn thing on fire. You know? Rob a bank.
You should have went full left eye. Full
right,
left
like,
eye.
And just for her,
full left eye, yeah.
Yeah.
To end up being a prisoner for 13 years, you might as well have made it worth your while.
Yeah, like shit. I'd have torn up some stuff at least.
To prove Netflix are all about the craziness, guys, this was announced today. Hold on to your mullets, your flower crowns, your tattoos, and your teeth, because Netflix have confirmed Tiger King season 2 will drop before the end of this year. I cannot even imagine what is going to come
so
from this.
There were so many unanswered questions.
Right?
He's in jail right now, isn't he?
I bet he's in jail through the glass.
Yeah.
He's alive.
I don't know.
He's alive. He's alive. The guy that died was one of the workers at the park, which has now been sold. So he has nothing to come out to, but him and Carol Baskin have kind of
that
formed this, this alliance of evil. Like, I don't know. She was all about getting him out of jail and whatnot. So I don't know what season 2 was going to be about.
Did you see the sad, sad picture of his limo waiting outside the prison?
When he thought he was going to get pardoned.
Pardon him.
Not even the peach blossom can help you.
I didn't watch it.
I haven't seen it either. I feel like I'm the only person.
I've never seen it either.
No, I haven't.
I watched the whole thing.
Look, I got fucking crazy.
Am I the only one on the whole panel who's watched it?
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, you've seen it. You're the only one that's watched it, Luke. So Jodie hasn't watched it either, she says. So nope. Maybe we all need to do group homework and watch Tiger King.
I tried. I tried. Yeah, but I was so bored. I'm like, Jerry Springer's better.
I'd rather kill my brain cells with tequila than Tiger King. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not enough pot on the planet.
Not, well, don't be so damn. Listen, don't say that. You never know.
Thrown down a challenge now, Jeffrey.
The stoners are making a comeback.
Well, they're gonna have to, because who else is gonna watch all this Roald Dahl shit? Netflix and 40. Because the one thing you want to watch when you're stoned is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, right? Because that's fucked up.
Oh, that fucking boat seat tripped me the fuck out.
I did not like the movie. I didn't like the original. I didn't like the remake.
The remake was awful.
They sorted out their problem though, because originally they had a 3-year licensing deal with the Roald Dahl story company, and then Netflix go, you know what? Let's just buy the entire business. Yep. So now they own everything. They're doing there's a prequel Willy Wonka movie coming out called Wonka, which Timothée Chalamet is in as Willy Wonka. So and then they're doing
that face. He's so adorable.
Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
And then they're doing
that's not his fucking name.
Yeah. It's Tim Shalit. Right? Calm down.
Tim Shalit.
Tim Shalit. Yeah. James and the Giant Peach could be X-rated.
We'll get little
Nas X onto it. That'd be great.
This is why Jodie's my people.
Oh, dear Lord.
But they're also doing an adaptation of Matilda, the musical. Whoa. So Netflix are full-on, like, I think they're getting a bit desperate now. They can't have the Marvel stuff. They can't have the Disney stuff. They've got to, like, what can we get that people like? And it's like, oh, is Roald Dahl really the one you hitch your boat to?
I don't think so.
I adore Roald Dahl.
I know that they were trying to get...
They're great stories.
You're young. You're wrong. I'm right. You're right.
Oh, okay. They were trying to get a deal with C.S. Lewis to own the Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, Narnia stuff as well, but I think that's fallen through.
Oh, somebody needs to do
it. No, that's already been done already. We don't need to see that twice.
No, they want to remake it.
And the BFG and all of James and Giant Peach has all been done.
Yeah, but not on Netflix. Not a cinematic universe.
Yeah, but with that, like, I don't know what you call animation, like that. Whatever animation they had, the Nightmare Before Christmas style type stuff. They want to make everything much. They just did a new Wonder Years with a whole black cast. I mean, shit. At this point, reboot the fucking Dukes of Hazzard.
That's really cute.
I need to ask the Americans a question. Has anyone seen the new Doogie Howser?
Yes.
No, it really does look good.
Yes. It is good. I like it.
Yeah, Kelly likes it too.
Did they make like the new Doogie woke?
No, she's a girl and it's based in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's a girl.
Yeah, it's based in Hawaii. I thought it was really cute. I thought it was really creative. I like what they're doing with it. I hope it goes well.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to try and say her last name because, you know, Hawaiian vowels and nouns and stuff.
Oh my God, like, Top Rat is getting Jeffrey.
Wouldn't be the first time. He's been out there a while. Oh, we're not going to have a repeat of last week, are we? Where I lost half the panel. I lost half the panel for a good 5 minutes last week, Vera.
I was broken.
The adults were not in the building. I lost control of the show last week briefly. That's okay.
Briefly? It was for a really long time.
It was nearly 5 minutes.
We were talking about 9/11, and I was holding back hysterical laughter because what had happened.
Yeah, we're trying to do the serious journalism, but, you know,
and
sometimes.
Like, oh my
when you think about the entire event, it is quite a punchline.
All right, well, I'm going to go from, like, cute, innocent stuff to some fucked up weird shit because. Oh, yeah. The Gimp Man has returned.
Luke's ex.
Recent sightings in Somerset, UK. Spark concern the Gimp Man may have returned. The unsettling masked man has been spotted through the window a couple of times now. So they thought the original Gimp Man was arrested because they arrested two guys, 28 and 34, but he has come back. Brooks, now, correct me if I'm wrong. How hard is it to sneak up on someone in a PVC suit?
I know.
I was like, is he sneaking?
I don't know. Ask Michelle Pfeiffer. She made it look a lot better than that one, though. Come on.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh.
Honey, I would not look that good in it.
You know what the picture kind of reminded me of? Has anybody seen, is it Despicable Me 3, where Gru gets a brother and they go, oh my God, you need to
I love Despicable Me. That is, Steve Carell is a fucking genius, man. That is, those are such good films.
But
that was great.
Where Gru and his brother Drew are in like these lycra all in one suits, and that's what Gimp Man reminds me of.
It's a bit much, though. But
I'm never going to be able to watch
this. I'm just thinking about the scene. You got it nailed.
I'll
never look at the same.
I haven't seen Partied in the Valley, Steve. It's nothing I have not seen.
Sure, you see it at a rave
in the valley. And I'll just see like randoms walking around in leather or PVC or whatever.
All right.
You now, do you, boo.
All right, Vera's got something to say.
Gimp suits are all, they've got the tethers. They're designed to immobilize somebody. Somebody just fucking hook them up. You know, everybody's looking for a dominatrix.
I thought Vera was going to hit us. In my day, Gimps knew their place. Somebody restrain that fucking Gimp.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bottoms need to know their place.
Luke,
where? I never ever attacked Luke.
Where is the owner? Where is the mistress slash master for that gimp?
Where is his master? Hook him up. Tether
him. Oh, good segue, Steve. Mistress of the dark.
Yes. Speaking of mistresses, let's. I'm all about this one. Mistress of the dark, Elvira. Actually, Cassandra Peterson. Thank you for someone who wanted to be really antsy on the fucking Facebook page. But anyway, has released her memoir, which sounds amazing, and come out of nowhere, revealing that she's had a 19-year relationship with a woman after her 25-year marriage ended to her manager. More power to you, Elvira. Like, she's already an icon, right? Yeah.
Should be Elvira. Just saying.
I have no idea who she even is.
Oh, Dylan, go away. You just leave.
Wow. Just how much can you do? What the fuck else you want?
Those like massive bazongas.
All right, Brooke, I feel like Elvira's in your wheelhouse. Talk to us about Elvira, Brooke.
I love her so much. She is a queen. And Dylan, wow. Just wow.
I'm 27 years old, born in 94. I don't know who these fucking people
are. I know what your young people shit is. You know what our old people shit is.
Fuck. Hey, listen, no. Listen to classic music.
Yeah, Dylan.
Leave me alone. Jesus.
Classic
music,
not old people shit.
There's always one.
Prehistoric.
Oh, my God. Fucking young people not knowing who Elvira is. That's your homework, Dylan. Before you come back on, you need to watch Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Well, you're going to be in the gift soon.
Yeah, you'll be in the gimp suit.
Oh, I'm getting in the gimp suit.
Yeah. That's your punishment. If you don't watch the Elvira movie, at least, you have to show up the next show in a gimp suit.
I don't even
know. And you know we'll do it.
Here we go. Let's preface it. Dylan, do you enjoy tacky comedy and B-grade movies?
Yeah, of course. They're literally past time.
Elvira is for you, my friend. You'll be like, she's amazing.
Is she funny?
She's
amazing. Amazing.
Then I'm sold. I want to see what she's got. All right.
You will live. You will live. She's amazing.
Huge and
for 70 years old, 70, the woman is. She looks amazing. I can't even. She just, yeah. But more like she was already such an icon to the community, and now she's part of the community. Like, that's amazing. Yes. I'm so excited for her.
Like a lot of us.
But she was worried that it would negatively affect her career. And it's like,
no.
You can only imagine. Woman. Yeah, but you can only imagine how many of these,
not in these times.
Stars of yesterday. Like, we all know how many of them were.
Nobody cares about Ellen anymore.
Back in the day.
Oh, please. I would dare fuck that
Kim and Elvira's Lady Pong.
We got our first one, ladies and gentlemen. 30 minutes in.
She's a hottie. She's a hottie. Jeffrey, you have to lead us on this next one, because I feel like this one affects probably you the most, because you're a fan of the Hags of the City.
I'm gonna cry.
Dylan!
Me too.
I'm a Sex in the City fan, goddammit. I don't give a shit what y'all say to me. My mom watched Sex in the City when I was younger. And so as an adult, I felt to best emulate her, I should watch it too. And I fell in love with Willie Garza. His character cracked me the fuck up. This man had no chill whatsoever. He gave Carrie straight truth. Straight truth. I loved it. I'm so sad he's gone. He was he was great on White Collar too. He was such a great actor.
Vera, you seem genuinely
missed. Stanford forever. Me and Stanny. I know him. I love him.
Oh,
I was very sad by this.
Willie was great.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch the show. I watched the movies, or at least the first one, and then actually went and watched the show. Yeah, so I didn't, but it's sad. And I guess, though, he did film some scenes for the new show, and he was one of the people that talked mad shit about Kim Cattrall. He was like, fuck her for holding up this movie. Because he was pissed.
He went on like a full, didn't he go on like on a full Twitter tirade about it? Like, went nuts on it.
And then that bitch, when he died, she was like, we love you. And like, said,
fuck off.
She hated you. But I'm like, you know what? Maybe it'll be the kick in the ass for her
to get
Kim
back on the show.
And to do the ass end of the first season. That would be the best. And I think that would actually make him happy, because he was very, I think, hurt by the whole thing.
She should get a 57-second cameo for like the age he passed away. She should get a 57-second cameo at the end where literally all you see is her face, and then she just gets in the cab and leaves.
That should be the end of the last episode of the first season. If she's like, hi, bitches. And it's like, oh.
They need to do a funeral.
I mean, if she comes back, that's fine, but.
They said a major character dies in the first episode. Now, they've said they weren't going to kill Samantha off, and I don't know if that was trying to throw us off. And the rumor was in the third movie that they were going to kill Big off. So we don't know if Big's going to get killed, who, or they're going to kill Samantha off screen. It's going to be interesting.
They might kill Steve. I don't know.
Oh, not Steve. That poor little
I don't know if you've seen the on-set pictures. Most of them look like they're half dead now anyway.
Aren't they like halfway towards death? I mean,
they are looking rough, and they're not going to look like
self-lubricating anymore. Steve?
No, they're not going to. The thing is, they're not going to look like that when the show airs. They're going to be Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, like they're going to be tight as a drum. And
wait,
clear
time out.
Great, they'll never match Grace and Frankie, man. They can't match that.
No, they can't.
He said they're not self-lubricating anymore. Can we just take a second to appreciate
it? I was trying to skip over that, but
I'm so dealing with it. Like, I'm not engaging with that.
I'm trying to keep... Jesus Christ.
Well, you are not a gay. Right. Fuck.
Bad gays. Bad gays.
I hope in the credits...
No.
Wait, what, Dylan?
No, I don't know.
Dylan's going off.
Bruce Jenner? In the credits, I hope they have credited in the credits the lube assistant to Sarah Jessica Parker, Cynthia Nixon. I hope that person is credited, whoever fingered them to get them lubed up to start the scene. Because God knows I don't believe at all Carrie Bradshaw's getting any dick at her age.
Talk about tutu fluffing.
Oh dear. Jeffrey, you wanted it to be like the old show. A lube assistant for you. I've got it. Look, speaking of old dry old ladies that we love, someone rescued Reba, y'all.
Reba. Oh, poor Reba.
Now, I won't have a bad word said against Reba because she's amazing. I love Reba, but she was in she was in a 100-year-old house scouting a location for something, for a TV, movie, music video, something like that. And the stairs collapsed and they were all trapped in a 100-year-old house, had to be pulled out by the fucking fire brigade.
Remember, guys, celebrities are just like us. They fuck up too.
Listen. I knew she was a country singer or whatever, but I didn't know nothing about her, and I thought she was quite terrible. Then I saw the movie Tremors, and I actually fell in love with her little character because she was such a little kind of like, tough bitch on there. I love, anytime a woman plays like a ballsy character in a movie, like I fell in love with that. But I loved her after that. But she, girl can't write her own music. You know what I'm saying? It's a problem.
Have you ever seen the sitcom?
Yeah,
Reba?
Dagny Kerr.
I've never watched it.
That. Check out her interview with Dagny Kerr where she talks about Reba McEntire.
It was Malibu something, and what's her fuck was in it?
Yes, she was in. Yeah, she played her mother. Yeah, she played her mother in.
That was actually. I liked that one. I thought that was kind of funny with Lily Tomlin, and it didn't go past the first season.
It didn't. No, I think. Yeah, I think that's before we cared about old ladies on TV anymore. Like, you know how they weren't really a thing? Everyone's like,
ugh. Lily Tomlin was on Reba?
No, Reba had a second show that she had. It was something to do with Grant. No, like, it was all about pot. Malibu, something.
I gotta look that up. Might be good.
All right.
I was wondering myself.
Speaking of one more delightful older lady, I love this story because it's just the most bizarre thing that I think could happen on a red carpet. She may have spent 11 seasons in 2 feature films looking for evidence of the supernatural. On the eve of her Emmy win, Gillian Anderson had a big, awkward question to answer after winning Best Supporting Actress for her performance as Margaret Thatcher in The Crown. She was asked by Tanya Hart from American Urban Radio Network.
Good Lord.
If she had spoken to Margaret Thatcher.
Is America Urban Radio Network owned by Donald Trump?
I don't know. Has she spoken to Margaret Thatcher about her role? Guys, Margaret Thatcher died 8 years ago, for those of us that are not in the know. But how do you get on a red carpet? I don't understand.
Well,
valid question.
Fucking Luke.
We have a show to do. Stop putting shit up.
She does at the end. She does at the end of the show. Scully does.
Yeah.
What?
There has been a serious disappearance of legitimate media in this country. You've got every idiot with a microphone saying, "I have a question. Answer my question. I'm the press." It's like, fuck you. Thatcher died 8 years ago. You're not part of the legitimate press. Jesus.
Do your fucking research, man.
I know. Jillian Anderson handled it like a pro, though.
That's
my girl.
And I can only imagine. I can only imagine the deadpan. I haven't seen the video, but I can only imagine she'd be like,
she handled it like a pro. She's
Scully. Of course she would have. Like, I mean, but come on, people. It's not hard to do like the tiniest part of research. The tiniest bit of research.
Maybe she didn't know, or whoever it was didn't know they were.
Tell that to the minority of the country who think intervectum is good for COVID.
Yes. Well, we did talk a little bit about COVID last week. Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing.
Look, Steve really is Whoopi Goldberg. He's getting all pissed off. So,
yeah, I want to see you fuckers try and chuckle your way out of this one.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So, for those of us that haven't like been on every Facebook news feed everywhere, the body of Gabby Petito was found in Wyoming National Park. Confirmed as a homicide. Is anyone actually surprised at all?
He's not missing. He's fucking hiding.
Yeah.
Like, don't get it twisted. He is not missing. He's fucking hiding.
Parents know where the fuck he is.
Killed himself.
He's not alive. Let's be honest.
Preach.
He's not. Or do you reckon he killed himself?
He will not be alive. No. Luke, he will not be alive.
You know,
I did not think that he.
No, he's definitely alive. His parents are fucking hiding him.
I reckon he's
his
alive.
Parents are
hiding him. Yeah.
No, his parents are hiding him.
They're
hiding him. YouTube, nah, man. No way.
I didn't keep up with it, but I watched some YouTube videos yesterday, like the timeline of everything and a little bit about them. And all I could think about was like, oh my God, he's kind of cute. Luke would love him. He's Luke's type, right? And I'm like, Luke would be the dead bitch right now.
What? Yeah. Well, true, he is my type. But like in seriousness though, like honestly, I think there were some flags that people had already seen that this guy was really, really not a lovely person. And I think it's really horrible what's come of this girl. And look, at the end of the day, I just think it's very sad. There was someone who commented, it's like, who actually cares? She's just another white person. Why don't you report on people of color?
Jesus Christ.
And I'm like, hold up.
That was not what the comment said. The comment said it's horrible, but where is the coverage for non-white women that this happens to every day?
And my response was just like, well, apathy's not going to get anyone anywhere.
It's not apathy.
Thank you.
And I don't think you're reading that right, Luke. I really
go, Vera.
And I was going to say more about this later, but there's plenty to be said. There are people of color. There are Indigenous women. There are New Mexicans. There are Black girls that disappear all the time. There are trans women of color that are murdered all the time.
Preach.
I do not want to take anything away from this tragedy. Gabby Petito did not deserve to die, but there is a cause for complaint. It is a legitimate complaint. And I don't want to take away from the tragedy of Gabby Petito, but let's be fair. This is part of the systemic racism in this country that people are getting mad about, and that minority that still loves Trump is still clinging to the fact that they want to continue to not care about Black, Indigenous people.
And heaven forbid that woman was a sex worker, because then you would hear nothing.
Or trans. If that woman was trans,
you wouldn't hear anything. It's a bigger conversation that needs to be had about violence against women to start with. Like, what? It's so frustrating that this is like what?
Well, I think
why
that's
is,
like she was in a toxic domestic violence relationship.
I know, and this—that's what
she was
be
very
focused
embedded
on.
In it, and that's
it.
Why
can happen
she
to any. It can happen to anyone, though. It can happen to anyone. It's happened to lots of people that we know that have been in abusive relationships.
It does happen.
Yeah, I just there seems to be such a failure in this from the media, from, you know, like because she's this YouTube star, she's got this eye focused on her. Like,
was she really a YouTube star? Did anybody know?
Yeah, I didn't even know who this was until she disappeared.
You know?
No, she probably did well on YouTube, but not. But the thing that really bothered
me. Probably did better than us.
Eh. Wouldn't be hard, but keep going. Oh, he's frozen.
You brought some inclusion into the channel. It might help.
Hey, we love everyone here.
Person of color for a long time here, Dylan.
Yes, Vera Mexican. Just ask her. Isn't that right, Vera?
Hispanic for Katie's the win.
Katie's not here to offend Vera today. I'm just gonna pop Jeffrey out because he looks like he's really thinking real hard. But,
or he had a stroke.
Either strokes, way.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's yeah, I feel so sorry for her and her family that this has to play out internationally.
Well, that's what I don't like when play out in the media. It's just so many voices and so much shit. Like, you know, even when like there's stuff that happened here, like, you know, even that kid that went missing here and then suddenly showed up and miraculously. All that drama. But yes. I just don't like that the media plays on this tragedy. I know it gets people to watch because people want to see all this horrible shit. But I just don't like the culture it creates. I just think, ugh.
And then everyone has to have their two, like, obviously that's what our show is about, everyone having their two cents.
Yeah, we're throwing our two bobs in.
But so it can't help. Do you know what I mean? It can't help the family in any way.
No, it doesn't help in the case of trying.
The fact that the father, and hats off to the father got a megaphone and stood outside of Brian Landry's house, or Laundry's house, or however you say that name, and said, "Where's my daughter?" This was probably not going to get this kind of attention if he hadn't taken that action. And he did post and reshare that lovely picture of her in the angel wings.
Jeffrey's alive again.
Well, no stroke, I froze. And then it all just froze. No, it was just the thing. So I'm watching like the police footage, right, of them pulling him over. And I'm like, anybody that was there, how could you not get the vibe from him that something wasn't right? Like, he's like, "Oh, why? What did she say?"
Thank you.
Like, and he was doing a joke. And there were so many things there that I'm like, if that was a black dude, the cops would have fucking had him in cuffs in the back of the cop car.
Exactly.
They would have shot him first.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably true.
Let's be honest.
Because of just what he was saying alone was like every red fucking flag.
Like, this dude's a fucking psychopath.
Right? Like, these cops are morons. Like, how did you separated them and let them, what the fuck?
Why the fuck why'd the cops let like Jeffrey Dahmer take his fucking victim back to the house as well? Like,
gay colored
person. Know how to play shit. They're psychos. They are so crazy.
They're sociopaths. Like, function
they can
above
pick
the
up
law.
On people's but the, shit. But the thing, and they
but
can the play thing,
but there's one thing though that I can't. This is one thing that we're missing though that this doesn't add up to me, is that there were at least two interventions. You had the 911 call, and then you had the police pulling him over. What in the hell does not possess somebody to call or make a honest effort when you see that obviously this girl is literally scared for her damn life? This dude is a fucking psychopath walking. The eyes, man. You can tell by the eyes. The guy wasn't well. And now
Luke's
you're going to tell
I'm
me. And I'm telling you, those parents, as soon as the FBI pulled up to their house and put those two in the back of the van, there was a conversation. And the conversation was, either you give up where the fuck he is, or both of you are not going to see the sun for a long ass time. And honestly, I hope all three of those sons of bitches rot. Because if those parents are hiding them, God forbid they are, they can rot. That girl was scared for her damn life. And you're telling me, as a police officer trained, you can't tell when someone's in danger? What kind of shithousery is that? It's a total sham. And this coverage that was being put on it, I have two problems with it. Obviously, the obvious that people of color and, you know, of the LGBTQ community are not getting recognized when they're the ones getting murdered, beaten, stabbed, pulled into vans in the middle of the night all across America. And meanwhile, we're throwing all our attention on a half celebrity YouTuber when you have missing children going off the street every damn 5 minutes. And I don't understand why the media wants to keep pushing this narrative. And then this is also what pissed me off. What do they call it? Missing white girl syndrome. Can we come up with a better fucking name for it? Can we call it fucking racism and put the goddamn name where it goddamn belongs and put that shit right on the front of the goddamn social media and let these bastards know what's really going on around here? Because it's bullshit that we have to keep regurgitating the same information on NBC News, ABC News, CBS News about who this girl was. Meanwhile, who's the young man that just graduated that got abducted? I can't remember his name. That's what I'm saying. I don't even know the guy's damn name. That's what I'm saying. I know exactly who Gabby Petito is. I
just
know who
quietly.
The rest of the year.
Just quietly, Vera's in love, I'm pretty sure.
I was like,
you're stealing my thunder, boy.
But all right,
I'm stealing your whole damn land. I'll shut up.
Let's jump from one
ineffectual
parenting story to another before we go to Vera's vent. Let's talk about these little fucks. Two teenage boys have been arrested in Florida for allegedly planning a Columbine-style mass shooting and bombing at their local school. The 13 and 14-year-olds were taken into custody following police investigation into their alleged plot. So they were planning it over Zoom meetings to do a shooting in the cafeteria and during class. They've been charged with conspiracy to commit a mass shooting and were held in juvenile detention for mental health evaluations. The reason that it all came to light was one of the boys was reported for carrying a gun. The mother of the 14-year-old boy charged broke down in tears when they appeared in court, saying, "He's just a little boy. He didn't think it was really serious. He didn't think they were serious." Fuck you.
Oh.
To start with.
Tamir Rice was 11. And he had
fuck
a
you. This is
gun.
Not. This is not a poor my child situation. No. This is no. You no. failed your children, especially living in that country, knowing that that is a day to day thing that you can send your children to school and they might not come home.
Kids
if these little
like
reason why like, I haven't had kids.
These little cunts. These little cunts are allowed to go in there and feel like that they are. They're like junior incel in training. Whatever the fuck is going on in their lives. Who cares if they've legitimately planned out and no matter how old they are, that's showing intent. He had a gun at school. There is no sympathy for these kids. I'm sorry.
My biggest, like, so I'm reading this, right? And I'm like looking at it and I'm like, wow. I'm like, am I the only one that teaches their kid never put a threat in writing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Thank you for doing so. Like,
right? Like, I got to teach them, like, bitch, if you're going to threaten somebody, you say it, make sure it's not in camera view or anybody recording you, bitch, okay? Because you're going to go fucking down, number one. You know what I'm saying? Like, teach your kids some responsibility. What they fucking talking about it on Zoom for? What the fuck?
Because it shows intent. It shows intent. This is not like, and everyone's like, oh, they're only children. They are not children. They are 13 and 14 years old.
They're dumb fucking children.
You
and
as a parent.
They know what Grand Theft Auto is.
You as a parent are not doing your job if you don't sit down and talk to your kids about the gun problem that is in that country, those schools every day. You're
as
a failure.
A mom,
sorry.
As a mom, my eldest child is 12 years old and I would slap the fucking snot out of that kid if he ever thought anything like that for a single second. I don't give a shit who's watching. All right, but he is 12 and he is aware. And to say, oh, he was just a little kid. This kid's 14. That mother is absolutely fucking ridiculous and she should slap the snot out of that little prick before he causes death and harm to other people. It's stupid. It's not
because
okay.
I'm sure, like, sit them down in front of all those people who lost family members in Columbine and all that kind of stuff and see how funny it is.
Let that sink in.
You know what I mean? This is the whole problem. Everyone wants to sugarcoat their children these days and take responsibility off them 100%. Go, oh, they didn't know their children, da 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 da. No, there comes a time they're going to be part of society. This is part of their everyday life. They should know. They should know. There's no excuse.
Crazy, what's even crazier is this. I just kind of thought. All these shootings that have happened. And Vera, have you noticed they all happen in suburban America? They don't happen in the inner city. They don't happen in the ghetto. It all and happens in white suburban America. So this is what I don't understand. We are having a massive issue. I mean, this is a massive issue of young men, young white men for that matter too, literally thinking they could walk up and shoot up the damn school, and then they do it, and it's happened over and over and over and over and over. I don't have enough overs in my damn time on the show to tell you how many times it's happened here. And then people want to say in the same community, the same white suburban American community, we don't have a gun problem. What the actual fuck are you talking about? How am I, the minority, getting more attention towards the fact that your friggin' side of the aisle is dying off, like, and your kids are getting thrown into a box for 8 hours a day with the possibility that Crazy Charlie sitting over in row 5 has got a Glock 9 in his damn pocket ready to pop off at every moment because you've bullied him for the last 2 months. This is an epidemic that's crazy. The amount of violence in schools is fucking insane. That's why I said I don't want to have fucking kids. I would never want to send my kid out to school and get that phone call because I'm telling you right now, I will lose my goddamn mind. Okay, I'm telling you right now, that is a conversation no parent should ever have to have with anyone, that their child got shot while at school. That's not a conversation any parent should be having. The fact that we've been having it over and over and over and over again, and nothing's being done about it, the fact that this mother had the balls to even say that in a courtroom, I'm surprised the judge didn't throw her right in the jail for 3 days, right? Just for being a fucking moron. How dare you say that kind of shit? Oh, he's just the dude's fucking 13, 14 years old. He's already jacked off to Mia Khalifa 40 fucking times this month. What the fuck are you talking about? He's just a baby. Get the hell out of here.
Vera, you have something to say? I can't stand
it. And let's not forget that somebody did walk into a school and shoot up 26-year-olds, second graders.
Yeah.
Shot him up, if that was arrested without incident, didn't get shot like, you know, Tamir Rice or George Floyd, who just
name them. You can go down the list.
You know? Yeah.
Right.
Come on.
There you go.
You can go right down the list, Vera. You can name them all. Crazy. Name them all.
Like, you can name them all.
Like we can say, like, we live in a different world though, where we don't have that fear at all. And for that reality for you guys, I think, is completely terrifying. And then for someone just to disregard it, they're like, "Oh,
but I do think
baby."
I do think you saying that. I do think it is very naive of us to believe it wouldn't happen because look at what happened.
It did.
Look what look.
Oh yeah, that's
no,
right.
Look what
something did happen.
Look what happened. But, no, but look what happened at the lint siege and stuff like that. Stuff like that can happen. People have to have the intention to do it. It's the access to the firearms that prevent it to happen. Whether you like my saying it or not, that's the issue. That's the difference.
That's why Australia listen. It's a great go ahead. No, let's move on.
We're gonna do one more story because people have been firing up about it on the page and we're already fiery today.
Oh.
So let's finish off with a bang to the face. All right.
Oh, no. Okay, here we go.
How do we feel about the drama surrounding transgender women fighting in MMA? I'm not even going to read the article. Luke, you posted it, so you go first.
Look, personally, I think, you know, everyone has their humanity and everyone should be respected. Everyone is valid, but I don't think that this is fair. I really don't, and I'm sorry. I think somebody who has had decades of testosterone growing their bones and their body and then fighting someone who was born female, who didn't have that advantage, I think it is just an unfair thing. It's not to say that Alana's bad or whatever. I just don't think it's a fair match. And a lot of people have criticized it, like a lot of fighters are saying, like, the opponent she fought was much more skilled, but just Alana walked through a lot of her blows.
Exactly. What happens
force.
What happens if she accidentally kills someone? Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeff.
That's what we're heading towards.
That's naughty. I didn't know.
That's naughty.
I'm
this joke like, is
naughty. I don't listen. So I don't.
Bad man. We don't do that here.
You kind of got to have your own class, like, because it's just not. It's not going to work. You know what I'm
saying?
And
that's never going to happen.
Just like I'm, you know, I think the whole sports thing, it's a slippery slope, and I understand. I can appreciate both sides' point of view, and I don't. That's a tough one. Like, you're physically built as a dude,
right? There is a reason
beating the shit out of a woman.
Men don't fight women in this age of inclusion, in this age of acceptance. There's a reason why men still fight men and women don't, and women fight women. Because they do have the advantage of testosterone, and it creates a different amount of strength. I do not want to marginalize any trans woman. I don't want to take away their identity, but I do think it creates an unfair advantage, and it can end up in harm.
Yeah, Vera said it better than me.
You're into wrestling and all that kind of stuff. Sorry, I was muted. Brooke, you're a big wrestling fan, and MMA is about 10 times as like more dangerous because they're like actually breaking
Brooke,
each other's
while Brooke's on the screen. I want to say, like, Brooke, China was on steroids. You know, it was never publicly said. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
China on steroids fought Buttafuoco, who was like in his 50s. While she was in her prime and he was like fat and retired, and he still threw her around like a rag doll.
What you've got to, the difference between wrestling and MMA, though, you need to be very, very, very specific about this. So wrestling is fixed. There is a lot of acrobatics in it, and it's very, very athletic.
Oh, it's a pantomime.
MMA is designed for you to beat the shit out of somebody. And that's the whole point of the sport. All right. So wrestling, it's not there for somebody to beat the crap out of somebody else. And this is, look, China, steroids don't make you strong. They give you big muscles and a little dick. That's it. All right. And heart.
No. I was talking about the fight she had with Buttafuoco. She actually did a full boxing match with him.
Yeah.
Like, he was a boxer.
But he was old. And there is the whole, the MMA thing. It's a sport designed for people to hurt each other. All right. And my whole theory is my nephew's trans. I'm all for it. You can identify as a fry pan. I don't care. You do you. But when it comes to girls, that we're built differently. We don't have testosterone. We don't have, and even they're saying, oh, but she's taking female hormones. Yeah, but that doesn't discount the how many ever years it was that she had testosterone running through her. She is going to hurt somebody. And it needs to be. It's not okay. It's not okay. It's just
all right, Dylan. You want to wrap us up really quickly on this one?
So I'm either going to come on down the wrong or right side of this. So I'm just going to say how I feel. So I don't believe that anyone's opportunity to do whatever they want to do with their career should be denied. I'm not saying that at all, but we need to remember something here. And to go back to the wrestling versus MMA thing, to add a little point to it, wrestling is scripted. Okay, everything is staged, everything is practice, and these guys and women, they perform within a bound of safety. Okay, MMA is a totally different animal. That is a sport where your only job is to beat someone to near death. Okay, beat them till they can't move or they tap out. In a situation where someone has any physical advantage over any fighter, it's prominent in men's, it's prominent in women's. Whoever's the most physically dominant usually can sometimes win a match, but also requires skill. But when you're throwing all of that testosterone and all into this, biology is biology. It won't change. You are in an advantage. You have a man's build. And you're fighting a woman. I don't care how you slice it up. Identity is a separate issue. That's not the conversation we're having here. There is a huge problem that's about to happen in America with this conversation. It's going to start this decade, and it's going to be fire. It's going to be crazy. And at some point, we're going to have something deciding how this is going to go. I don't think at all that trans athletes should be able to fight in their own thing. I think that's wrong. I think they should be allowed to have the opportunity to fight in MMA. But there's nothing to stop this problem from cropping up. It's going to keep happening. It's not going to stop. And that's because we know it's wrong to deny someone the opportunity to have a chance to compete and be in this career. There should be, but at some point, you've got to understand, this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. Here's Exhibit A. And there's a ton of other examples that's probably been going on. But I don't really think that anyone really knows what to do, because we don't want to stop something like this. Right. But we also know something like, we don't want to stop someone's opportunity for advancement. We don't want to stop that. Not at all. But right. I think there needs to be a little bit more acknowledgement, and I'm not trying to be an asshole here, but from the opposite side of the aisle, not the straight people. We need to talk to those who live the life. We need to talk to them and see what they think, because fuck my opinion. I mean, no one's going to give a shit about what I say, because someone obviously is going to disagree with me. But I don't think
it's all brand new territory.
This is not something that's going to be able to be conducive.
But I also think, what about women's opinions too? Like,
they all need to take into account. But I think, I don't know if a woman would tell you if you pulled 10,000, or I don't know how many MMA female fighters you want to pull, and you'd ask them, if would you fight an athlete who was transsexual?
Would I let my woman?
I don't
fight,
know. Yes, I don't know
woman,
how many will say
my
no.
Daughter fight, would I let my daughter fight a male or even a male to female trans?
If you bluntly ask the question, woman? Then no. Yeah, you'll get a better answer. But the way I framed the question, the reason why I framed it that way is because that's the question that's going and to that's be asked. They're not going to ask the obvious, what you just said, Luke, because you hit it right on the nail. They're not going to ask that exact question.
There's a whole thing of what Luke just said. Would you let it happen? But again, it has to be down. Honestly, I think it has to be down to the choice of the fighters. This is all brand new territory, especially in Olympic. All Olympic. Yep. Quickly.
This is one of my friends here. So DC is one of my dear friends. Okay. And I actually see her point with this. With that in mind, I think it should be down to the fighters. So you should not be able to force a female fighter to fight a female trans fighter.
Yeah.
So a cisgender female should not be forced to fight a transgender female.
But in this case, too, if this woman had turned down the fight with Alana, would it have
been because I'm trans.
It would have been a bad publicity on her part.
All right. We're going to wrap that up. You can talk more about it in the topic on the Facebook page if you've got more to say, guys. We're going to move on to a section that we missed last week, but she's here. She's warm. She's ready to go. We're going to gather around Vera's van.
Preach.
Okay, guys, here we go. 3, 2, 1, van.
Dylan did steal a lot of my thunder tonight. But
Ari, I feel so bad.
I'm going to say it again. I do not want to take anything away from the tragedy of Gabby Petito. Absolutely, this is a tragedy. This young woman died needlessly at the hands of another human. It should not have happened. There were so many warning signs that should have been caught and didn't. But on the other hand, we're at a time in this country where racism is on everybody's lips. There's a whole bunch of people screaming, every time something happens, you people cry racism. And there's a whole bunch of us saying, we're not crying racism. We're trying to show you what's happening. Gabby Petito did not have to die, but neither did any of the other people who die all the time. There was a movie made in 2017 that was nominated for an Academy Award. It was called Wind River. And the story of the movie was entirely fictional, but not really. It was about a young girl whose body was found by an environmental conservation officer on the reservation. And the FBI sent its youngest recruit out to investigate it. They gave her no advice. They said, it's just an Indian girl. The res girls go missing. They die all the time. Probably one of her boyfriends beat her to death, blah, blah, blah. Come to find out, this young woman was raped and murdered by a mine by these white men in a mining camp who had special permission to be there. But the irony is that this is not an isolated story or an episode of fiction. Here in central New York, there was a young man about 15 years ago, a young man of color, was walking home from his job. He was an athlete. He was a scholar. He was the pride of his parents. It doesn't matter if he wasn't any of those things. He disappeared. There was never any police investigation. There was never any evidence found. There's never been a body found. Every year on his birthday, his mother makes a plea on Channel 9 News, Your Stories. Someone there knows what happened to my baby. Can somebody help me? And never has it ever gone anywhere. I wish, for the love of God, I could remember this young man's name, but I can't. And I couldn't find it anywhere when I was trying to research it for this show. But this is the systemic racism that we've been screaming about, that people keep telling us doesn't exist. And it is there. It's real. And people are dying. And nobody is investigating. And there's no outcry on Facebook. Save this young man. Find his whereabouts. Find his killer. Find his abductor. Find out what happened so this mother has answers. You know? And I salute Gabby Petito's father for going out there with a megaphone and trying to get those answers. But I guarantee you, if this mother of color got a megaphone and was out in front of the police station screaming, find my son, 15 years later, she would be arrested and would probably serve time. And that, my friends, is the problem. And that is the systemic racism we keep crying about. Thank you.
Well said, Vera. Well said. Very, very well said. We're going to go slightly over time, obviously, today. We've had a lot of feelings today. If you do have a lot of feelings, please direct them to the Facebook page, guys. We love it when you guys have conversations. It's the whole point of the show, is that you should be able to uncensor yourself and say what you got to say. But there's some things that are just a bit of an overshare, and this is going to be one of them. What the... Okay, so I don't know if anyone's read this news story this week, but there was a bit of drama with a young gentleman that surfaced to an emergency department recently. Does anyone want to care to guess what happened to him?
Something was I was going to say
something in his asshole. What?
Oh, it is worse than that, my friends. The man, 33 years old, realized something was wrong when he started to defecate from his penis and ejaculate from his anus.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That shit.
So he... literally. So you would think that that is a serious issue, right? That's a very serious issue. It took him 2 years to seek medical help.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
Shitting out your dick and pissing and coming out your ass. And that's a 2 second issue for me.
a
2 second issue.
Maybe he enjoyed being a bottom, so it was convenient. Why would you get alcohol if you're helping yourself? That's what I was gonna say.
So the story goes further. He actually suffered an internal... it's a medical term. It's a big one. Where is it? No.
It's in the dictionary, kids.
Oh, God. Ready? It's a fistula. Anyway.
It's a fistula.
Basically, his insides got all turned out when he was... he's a former drug addict that was actually placed into a coma. Aww. When he was in a coma, they had to place a catheter inside, and it did catastrophic damage to his internal organs.
I can't even with this.
I can't even with this either, which is why I had to let everyone have this for a week to think about it.
As a nurse, my friends and family call me all the time. They text me pictures. Is this anything? What should I do about this?
If you're shitting out like... your dick, your first stop should be at an emergency room, not to the local grocery store. 2 fucking years it took to realize, like, how are you even having sex?
How are you doing anything?
How do you even live with that?
He's shitting at people.
He's shitting out his dick. That's got to be an awkward fucking stand at the urinal when this guy's standing next to him. Like, look. Man, what the fuck did you drink?
This is the world we live in, folks. So I'm going to give you that to marinate in, you know. Never, obviously, this guy could never trust a fart because God knows what had come out.
Oh, and good Lord. He hasn't
God knows what will come out of us next week. So we will see you next week on Uncensored Radio Live. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Bye. Just to recap to that for everyone, before we leave, defecating out of his penis and urinating and ejaculating out of his anus. Have a great week, America and Australia. Bye.